Well, what book you're from? I wrote a book. I kept on traveling around and admiring towns. And so I wrote a book called What I Found in a Thousand Towns that has to do with my love for urban planners and urban planning. And I just found that because there was something that I was seeing, whenever people said, you know, why don't we get along? We should get along. I was like, well, you don't like each other. So why should we, you know? But I noticed that whenever there was like a garlic festival or an apple festival or in California, a garlic apple yoga festival, something would happen and people would start to talk to each other. And, you know, the next thing you knew, people kind of knew, like, who makes the poster? Who knows how to run a sound system? Who knows how to, you know, do interesting things with garlic? And those conversations led to other things. And so I kind of came up with these categories and I started to see, you know, what would help people understand that living side by side, I called it positive proximity, living side by side with each other is beneficial. And I actually, for the last 4 years, have been I have a tour schedule, but I have to always pay attention to what's happening in my town because I took all of that and I'm just very, very involved with the local thrift sale. And but what I really loved what I was very inspired by, and this song was inspired by a couple of towns in Western New York, was that there was this thing that I call the 21st century town emerging, which is that people would become very interested in their apples or their stuff, you know, their waterfalls, or in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, the fact that The Blob was filmed there. So they have Blobfest in the summer, which is fantastic. They weren't xenophobic, you know, that the pride didn't make them insular. In fact, it's what I call the hometown pride with the worldly welcome. And they were proud to show me who they were. And I think that's such a beautiful thing in the 21st century, that somehow coming into finding more of a sense of place and home makes people more excited about showing the world and bringing in the cultural trade winds of the world as well. And I wrote the song. This is the only song that was inspired by all the research that went into a book that was a real labor of love. This is called Little Town. It's nothing that you did. You gotta understand. You're taking it too fast. Yeah, it's going way too fast. It's nothing that you did. It's not the color of your skin. The one thing you should know, you gotta take it slow. What they call the shifting of the sands, I see as two demands. When you change, you can't ignore what things are and were before. My family has been here for generations, and now I have two children of my own. And I knew that I would stay here, always knew I'd stay here. It's not a new world that you found, it's just a little town. Everybody knows who was born and raised here. The mayor is my friend, I've known him all my life. Each year and I plan the 4th of July. So why'd he ask you to, you especially you? He said this town for all its pride has been dying from inside. And we gotta find our way, we'll start with Independence Day. And as the fireworks came up above the mountain, I saw you put your hand up to your heart. And I saw the mayor watching, knew my kids were watching. Hope that I would come around. Big parade, little town. And now the months come after months, and every 4th of July, we help our children putting all the flags on the line. Up and down the main street, every country that we're from, like the mayor always wanted. He's been gone for 7 years. matters now. It's quiet by the lake, walking with our dogs. How long has it been? Oh, it's been a long time now. We talk about this town, you're the mayor of it now. And they're all coming here, everyone comes here. We like to say we don't get out that much, 'cause the whole world comes to us. We can't blame them now, we say we are just a little great. And you know that I'm not proud, those things I dare to say out loud. But you wave it all away, my friend, you wave it all away. But my kids, they went off in all directions. And I know it's thanks to you they have returned. They have all this understanding, all this understanding. They have been the world around, and they came back.